Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth in the Book of Luke. We are in Luke chapter 7 and verse 11, 7:11. Do you know, Hannah, fun fact, there are more 7-Elevens in Japan than there are in the United States?
I never would have known that.
It's true. It's true. I just thought you'd want to know that.
Fun fact of the day.
Mom and I were in Virginia Beach where we honeymooned years ago. And there's like a 7-Eleven every block in Virginia Beach. I have no clue why. But I digress. We're in Luke chapter 7 and verse 11. And we're talking through some of these incredible stories in the ministry of Jesus. We talked last podcast about the centurion and the great faith that he had. And here in chapter 7 and verse 11, the Bible says, it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. So Nain would be a long walk from Capernaum. I've actually not been to Nain, but from the precipice of Nazareth, you can look across the little valley, and there by the hill of Moreh, which were the Midianites encamped against Gideon, is the city of Nain. So it's not terribly far, but it would be quite a hike. And the Bible says, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. So Jesus now has called his apostles. They're traveling with him, but they're not the only ones. He has his groupies that are traveling. Jesus is very popular at this point in his public ministry. Now, that popularity is going to wane eventually, but for now, he's very popular. So he goes to Nain, and you could only imagine, Hannah, I wonder what the conversations would be as this big group of people is traveling down the road, talking. You know how that is when you're hiking, you're in this group, you're in that group. They must have been excited. They must have been filled with awe and wonder, talking about the miracles, maybe even talking about the centurion.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine just following the ministry of Jesus. And I know for me, in my mind, often when I think of the ministry of Jesus, I basically only picture his disciples with him. But as we're talking about now, there was often crowds of people that would follow him for who knows how long, maybe just, you know, for a short trip, a couple hours to hear one sermon. But some people might have followed him for days and just travel around with, follow Jesus as he ministers.
And we're going to get there a little in a few episodes, but you know, there were actually a group of women that followed and helped finance Jesus' ministry. Sometimes you wonder, where did they even get money to buy groceries and stay at a roadside inn every now and then? Well, there were people that were financing his ministry. So picture this crowd traveling with Jesus. And what we've already learned about the ministry of Jesus is it's joyful. The Pharisees have criticized him for the wedding feast, or not the wedding feast, but the feast that Matthew threw and all that. So my whole point is that here's a large group of people. They're traveling with Jesus. They're excited. They're all of that, because what's going to happen in this chapter is we're going to see a grave contrast. Now look at it in verse 12. Now, when it came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. She was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. So, wow, what a scene. So this scene of great joy entering the city is now confronted with another scene of great sorrow. So you have a son who has died, who has been preceded in death by his dad. He has no brothers and sisters. The only relative he has is his mom, and she is a widow. And back in Bible days, a widow without a family member to care for her was in a really destitute situation.
The church really was the only place that could take care of her.
Right. And so and there was provisions in the Jewish culture and law for that. But, I mean, these were dark days for this woman who's lost her only son as a widow. So the Bible says in verse 13, "And when the Lord saw her..." So upon whom is the Lord expressing compassion? It's on the mother who's grieving. And there's a little teaching there, isn't there? You know, Hannah, I've been to, oh my, I can't even count how many funerals, just because, you know, I'm a pastor and just it's part of, you know, my job, my life. But you've been to a number of funerals in your life as well.
Right.
And when you go to a funeral, you don't feel sorry for the person who has died, especially if they know the Lord is their knew the Lord as their Savior. But you really do have compassion for those that have been left behind.
Hmm. They're the ones that are grieving. They're the ones that are going through the hard time. Yeah.
And they are the ones whose lives are going to be changed. Mm-hmm. In some cases, radically changed financially. In some cases just obviously emotionally. So Jesus saw her. The Bible said he had compassion on her and said unto her, "Weep not." Now I don't know if I mean, do you see how the Bible stories unfold?
That's like probably not the words of comfort I'd want to hear.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Don't cry. Like, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right. Like I'm waiting in this line to greet this family at this open casket funeral, and they're crying, they're missing their loved one. I say, hey, don't cry. I mean, now that only makes sense if you have a reason, a really good, legitimate reason to give them why they shouldn't cry.
Exactly.
And so Jesus never told us to do something that he couldn't back up.
Right.
The Bible says in verse 14, "And he came and touched the bier," B-I-E-R, that would be the container for the, like a coffin. "And they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up." Oh my, can you even imagine being there? "And began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about."
I can't imagine just the mixture of emotions. I mean, this woman obviously she had lost her son, which was everything to her. Like you said, I mean, he was the last living family member. I mean, he was everything to her. So the fact that she was already grieving and accepted what happened, and then for him to be brought back to life, what a joyous and just a crazy moment.
Yeah, to watch him sit up. And they had never seen anything like this. I mean, it's one thing to heal the blind or the deaf, but for somebody who's dead to come back to life, this only happened 3 times in the ministry of Jesus. Here in the city of Nain, once back in Capernaum, we're gonna talk about that, where the ruler of the synagogue had a 12-year-old daughter. She was raised. And then, of course, the raising of Lazarus at the end. So not only is this unusual, but it's even unusual in the ministry of Jesus. But what a miracle. And what would be your response to that miracle? You're there that day. What's your response?
To be honest, at first I'd be a little scared.
And that's exactly what it says. I was interested, that happens every day. Yeah, I know. I was interested in what you would say because the Bible says in verse 16, and there came a fear on all. You know, this sense of, oh, this sense of, wow, this is obviously divine. This is
respectful fear.
Yeah, and it's more than just a miracle. This is otherworldly. Mm-hmm. This has something to do with something beyond the realm of this world. The dead have come to life. I mean, this is a game changer. And they feared that they had this healthy awe and respect of God, and then they glorified God. Now, I do think that they misidentified Jesus somewhat, because the Bible says that they said a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And I think what they meant by that is, you know, God has visited, this is obviously the work of God. They understood that through this prophet. And I guess to a degree that's true, because Jesus is a prophet, but they were missing the fact that it wasn't God working through a prophet, it was God the prophet that did this work. But it really gives rise to the only way to explain this is God. And don't you believe that those are the greatest testimonies to the person of Christ and to the validity of the Bible?
I think that's why God uses certain situations, has certain things happen. Like we were talking about before, loving your enemies, that's just only something that can happen through God. And I believe he puts those situations in our lives to prove, to show not just other people that are non-believing, but us ourselves as a reminder, only God can do this.
And and that's a good thought. The story concludes with this rumor, and don't read into that, my friends, rumor meaning something like bad, like this is an untrue thing. Rumor just means this piece of information. This piece of information went everywhere. So people, this news spread like wildfire. And I want you to just hold on to that tidbit of information, because next podcast, we're going to talk about where this news went and what this news caused people to think, at least one person. So we'll dive into that tomorrow. But I want to thank you, my friends, for joining us today and listening to us maybe give a thought or two about an incredible miracle in the Bible. We typically think about Lazarus when we think about raising from the dead. We might even think about Jairus' daughter, but this widow's son at Nain. What a miracle, what a God, what a Savior. Just amazing. I appreciate you joining us. Hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.